superstars.
It's Russell Peters.
Yay!
David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You were at Barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 6:02. Hi, August 31st. Last day of August.
It is.
We get into September next. September, September, September.
It's happening.
Yeah. Is it really going to happen?
It's going to happen.
How are you, Ross?
I'm great, thanks. Yes. All good in the Burrell household. Got the painters in at the moment.
What are they painting the doors?
No, well, we've bartered down for the doors. They're going to charge $1,500 for 6 doors.
That is a steal.
Yeah, I don't think we need to know all the exact numbers, mate, but that's fine.
Well, hopefully I can get it cheaper if I just mention the brand name of the painters and decorators, but perhaps.
Rossi, no. 1,500 dirhams. No. Let's come on, guys.
To sand the doors and paint them and fix them.
Come on. You got to pay the guy something for doing it.
Yeah, no, that's all right, isn't it?
Let's not use the show to get you more free stuff, okay, bud?
Sure, okay, mate.
Let's, you know.
I'm sorry, I just thought.
Have just a little bit of class. I mean, I do want you to, you know what I mean? I just want to. Okay, go. What's the company's name?
I've forgotten.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Trying to help him out. That was your moment.
That was the chance.
That was your opportunity there, Big Rossi.
Forget it. It's all right.
Well, listen, make today worth it. It's the last day of August. You may have had some things you wanted to achieve, and, you know, you didn't get there. If you got closer, well, good on you. If not, hey, September, let's go. Let's get it done. Whatever it is, let's go for it. Pop quiz coming up at 7:10. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. We have your back-to-school prize as well, where we're giving you 50,000 dirhams cash towards your school fees. That is a game changer.
That is the biggest game changer, I think. Definitely going into the new year as
well,
right?
To pay my school fees. Actually, I'm already late with the school fees. I've got to pay them this week or next week. They wanted them before school started.
Which would make sense, yeah. Is there a certain date every...
I don't even know. I just get the emails. I always pay late. I'm not a good... I don't think they like me because I'm always a late payer.
Well, you know what you should do? You should use Skiply.
That's true. Skiply, you can pay it. That's not a... I mean, it is commercial.
Well, that's what
you
use anyways, right?
Yeah, I do use Skiply, actually.
Oh, nice.
Either I use Skiply or I go down to the school and do it, depending on how much time I've got. So, yeah, listen, 50,000 dirhams cash towards the school fees, game changer. I know that even if you don't have kids, I think you can probably try to win this.
What, and give it to someone?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the... Don't...
Well,
nah,
I'm not going to tell you not to enter if you don't have kids, because... You never know. At the end of the day, we may just transfer 50K into your account or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. I would totally enter. If I was not working on the radio and I heard this was going on...
I'd be trying to take it.
Yeah, if I didn't have kids, I'd be like, yeah, I'm entering to win that.
Listen, we've got a guest on the show today, which I'm super excited about. Maze Vault is going to be joining us. Some of you know her. Some of you have no idea. She's from New York. She's from your area, pretty,
yep,
Malik.
Yep.
She's... funny, very funny. She's got a million followers already on social media.
She's very relatable.
Relatable Arab girl. That's what I'm going to say. I relate to her as an Arab man. I know Nala does as well. Pretty Arab and Indian is
exactly.
Very similar.
Yeah, so it's
the mum and
very funny.
It is very funny. And she's going to be joining us in studio just after 8 this morning. All right, who's up? Who's up and about right now? Would love to hear from you. Can we talk? You and I. Maybe you're on the way to work, on the way to the gym. Be our first caller of the morning. You may have never called a radio station before. Call this one.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. 04-871-5544. Our phone lines, I've just opened them. Play.
The Chris Fayes Show's first call of the day.
I love it. So many calls coming in this morning, and I appreciate you. Dahlia, how you doing, Dahlia? Oh, my phone. Hold on, D. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. It's my system on this side.
Can I assist you?
Got you now, Dahlia. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. How are you? What's the day? It's 10 past 6. What are you up to?
Driving to work from Dubai to Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
Oh, man. So, okay. So, where are we with the whole border crossing? Like, if you're vaccinated, do you still have to do it? Is it every 3 days? What happens?
No, if you're vaccinated, it's every week. So, your PCR is valid for a week. And it's quite easy. And in that early in the morning, there's no one. So,
do you have to pay for your PCR yourself or do the company?
No, I do it with work.
Okay, that's good.
Well, that's good.
What do you do for work?
I work as an HR manager in a school in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, good on you. So, I mean, obviously, you got the family here in Dubai. Would you ever move to, have you guys, like, debated moving to Abu Dhabi?
Well, we actually were living in Abu Dhabi, and we decided to move back to Dubai because of the children.
Oh, gosh, look at that. There we go. Well, good on you. That drive every morning, you're doing it. And unfortunately, you've got us to keep you company, okay? Unfortunately.
Yes, exactly. It's lovely. I do have you, and I love listening to you for the hour driving through Abu Dhabi.
Well, we love you. Thanks so much. Drive safely, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
You too, Dahlia. I love it. Hold on. Harry, you're also doing Dubai Abu Dhabi run?
Hi, Chris Faye. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Preeti and Rossi.
Look at you. What's sound up? Great. Are you on the way to Abu Dhabi?
Yes, I am. I'm on my way to Abu Dhabi.
Maybe you and Dahlia can carpool each other. I mean, you're going to save cash.
Exactly. I don't think.
What do you do?
Yeah, I work for a food company. I work as a sales manager.
Oh, what are you selling? What type of food?
Dairy.
Dairy.
Yeah. Considering the fact I recently saw your outlet in Kidzania.
Oh, you did? You went to the, yeah, we got a little Kidzania outlet there where kids make our snacks and stuff.
Yeah, I took my 4-year-old and she really loved it. The face fit going on out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Good on you.
Have you tried the smoothies? They're nice.
If you work
pretty good, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that means we're competitors now, aren't we? You're selling dairy and I've got Fade Fit smoothies out and yogurt tubes.
Kind of, yeah, I would say that, but I'll not talk about my brand over here.
Yeah, competition's always good, isn't it?
Yeah, totally, and it's not enough anyways. So
yeah, more the merrier, more the merrier.
More the merrier,
people
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
get threatened about competition, but we're always like, we want it, be it on radio or be it in food or whatever you're doing, I think competition's good.
Yeah.
It pushes you, it keeps you going,
sure.
right?
Definitely.
Well, good on you, man. You got a good drive ahead of you as well. God bless you. Drive safe, and thanks for having us on.
Yeah. If you don't mind, can I say something?
No. Next call. No, I'm joking. Of course you can. What do you want to say?
Okay, so I am living in Abu Dhabi. I'm driving up and down every day from Dubai to Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
Just because of the fact that my brother's niece, she passed away. She's just 9 years old. She passed because of brain tumor. And I just wanted to talk to you and just get pumped up today morning because I have to go to work.
Oh, my man. And was this recent?
Yeah, this happened on 25th of August. And I just wanted to say that, you know, guys, everybody out there who's having kids, you know, if the child is saying that she's got headaches, please do an MRI because they are getting tumors nowadays in the medulla area. So it's really tough. Spend more time with your kid and see what they are up to. And please listen to them if they have pain. We recently figured it out, and it was too late, and she was stage 4.
Oh,
and,
gosh. She was saying she had been complaining that she's 9 years old. She was complaining she had a headache.
And then initially we tried to do an MRI, and the insurance didn't approve. And,
oh, gosh. That's
so just wanted to bring it out to the attention of all the working, hardworking parents out there in Dubai who are not really having time with their kids. So. Need more time, you know, it's really precious. Yep. Money is not everything.
Yep, you're exactly right. Take every day as a blessing. And, yeah, those kids, my thoughts and prayers to your friend. I don't know how they're getting through this.
No, he's my brother.
Oh, he's your brother. Oh, man, yeah. It's your niece. Gosh. It's my thoughts to you, my thoughts to the entire family. That's one of the hardest things that they're going to have to go through. And they're in the early stages of it. So please send our love. Could I ask what her name was?
So her name is Freya Mary.
Freya Mary. Well, on behalf of us on Virgin Radio and here on the Chris Fade Show, Freya Mary, may you rest in peace, little baby, and God bless you. And we'll see you again. We will be together, and you will be together with her one day as well.
Thank you. Take care, guys. Thank you for cheering up today.
God bless you, mate. God bless you. Oh.
I don't know how he does it.
Man, taking a call like that, which starts off there and ends there, you know?
Yeah.
God bless our family. One of the hardest things to ever go through is losing a child.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, Pretty Malik, what have you got for us?
So much going on. Let's get right to it. The Rock's Jungle Cruise reportedly getting a sequel. The movie stars, of course, Dwayne Johnson, your favorite, Emily Blunt. I am loving these two when they're doing their press together. I think they've got some great chemistry going on screen, so it only makes sense for them to kind of do a sequel. It has not been formally announced yet by The Rock or Disney. The movie has crossed $186 million at the box office worldwide. It got 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's doing really well.
It's
only
still
makes
out
sense.
In the cinemas at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, so it only makes sense for them to do a sequel, right?
So good, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Anything The Rock turns to gold. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Oh, okay. Is it on streaming as
well? Yes, so you can either watch it in theaters or you can get it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I was going to... Actually, it came up last night on Disney Plus and I was going to get it and I thought, oh, I'll just wait. But because I wanted the kid, they weren't ready to watch it, the kids. And I want to watch it with them, you know what I mean?
For sure. Let's talk Kanye West's Donda. So if you didn't know, Kanye did not put out the album willingly. Yeah. His album, his label, Universal, went behind his back and were like, we're just dropping this album. It's a good thing that they did because he's literally broken all the records. It's debuted at number one on the Apple Music charts in 130 countries simultaneously. That is the most number one entries in history.
Wow.
Wow, that's...
130 countries around the world.
Well, you know, it came up everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. And even though I saw a post going, just listen to the whole album. Don't think I'll listen to it again.
But you listened to it once.
You know what I mean?
So, I did too, yeah. So good on him. After months of delays, Drake, he's finally revealed that his Certified Lover Boy album is coming out this Friday.
What's with the little emojis?
That's his album cover. The album cover is 12 pregnant women emojis. That's his album cover.
Why?
Some people are saying maybe it's 12 tracks. That's why there's 12 of them.
Okay. 12 of his babies, I don't know.
Maybe he has 12 kids.
Yeah, maybe 12 of his babies. That's a good one, yeah.
No other details on who's going to be guest starring, so that's coming out on Friday. And finally, Cinderella stars Camila Cabello and James Corden are getting trolled heavily on social media. So, you know, James Corden does these like sidewalk musicals.
Yeah.
He's done it with like Harry Styles and a bunch of people where he stops traffic in LA and like does a performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got roasted. So they did it to promote Cinderella, which is coming out this Friday on Prime.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. So these people in the cars, it's not out yet, are filming Camila Cabello and James Corden coming up to their door and dancing. These are some of the tweets. Let me read them. It would have been great if you didn't block traffic to promote your movies. Some people aren't privileged and lucky enough to get fame and money and have to go to work to make ends meet.
Uh-oh.
Imagine having a terrible day and then on your way home, you're forced to watch Camila and James dance right in front of you. This would send me over the edge. Other people are saying, how bad does the movie have to be for you to do promo like this? Because James Corden was in a mouse costume on the streets because he's the mouse in Cinderella.
Let's just not complain about it.
I know, right? I mean, you have Camila Cabello dancing in front of you.
If I was in the car and I'm stuck in traffic and I see Camila Cabello and James Corden come up, I'm loving it. I'm like getting my phone out. Like, look, there they are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, come on now.
The people in the video were loving it, but it's the tweeters that have roasted everyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. The tweeters weren't even there. They just, listen, just...
Twitter.
It's just like the negativity vault. It's like, are you negative? I'm going to get on Twitter and let everyone know that I'm negative.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Thank goodness you're negative.
Oh, right.
What's
sorry,
that?
I don't know. Let's go. Carry on.
COVID negative.
Yeah.
Really?
You went there.
I don't know.
That was the joke that you just gave us. You gave us a negative joke.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's
move right on.
All right. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fresh.
Did you see that the UAE got gold in the Paralympics?
I saw. Was it gold, was it?
Bronze. Sorry, guys. Bronze, yeah.
Gosh, you upgraded it.
I'm colorblind.
What was it for? What sport?
It was the wheelchair race. I think it was like 100-meter wheelchair race. I quickly read it yesterday.
He's so good. He knows a little bit about everything.
So it was wheelchair racer Mohamed Al-Hamadi who claimed bronze in the event. He did it in a time of 15.66 seconds. It was the 100-meter T34 race.
Man, good on these
amazing para Olympians. Yeah, going on right now as well, which a lot of people don't realize that it happens directly after the Olympics. It's the para Olympics. These athletes, aren't they remarkable?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the athletes play tennis and basketball? Oh.
Volleyball. Did you see the video of the volleyball?
Just, I do not know how they are able to do such things. It is remarkable to see it. It's actually, if you want to watch any of it, by the way, YouTube has a lot of the highlights on there. Yeah. If you want to get on there and just have a look. But well done to the UAE taking bronze. Man, back to school. We're back at it right now. It's been a very, very busy week since Sunday as we went back, right?
Yeah, exactly. All schools kind of trickling back. I think by the end of the week, everyone is going to be in, right?
Yeah. I mean, today and tomorrow, Wednesday is usually the final day that there's a chance that it may come through, but a lot of schools officially back today. School shout out. Should we do it right now?
Let's do it.
Find out if you're a student, you're a teacher, what school do you go to, what's going on. Reckl, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing well. All right. So you're 15. What school do you go to?
I go to GWA, Gems World Academy.
Okay. Represent. And how does it feel? How has it been? Is today the first day or you went back when?
I went back on Sunday.
Okay. Sunday, how's it feel? Feel all right?
So far, so good. But it's been way different than last year.
Why? Why is it? Because you're back at school and you're not at home or what?
Last year was my first year, so I didn't really know how the school worked.
Okay.
So it's like relearning everything all over again.
Yeah, I feel you. I hear you. Well, listen, good work, and it's going to be a good year. All right? You have a good one. Raquel, take care. Caitlin, you are also at school. You're 16. What school do you go to?
Hi, I go to Sunmark School.
Sunmark School in the house here in Dubai. And what, second day of school for you?
Yeah, it is.
How was yesterday?
It was okay. It's new because I'm starting A-levels.
Yeah, were you nervous? Because like my daughters were nervous. You get nervous? Were you like a little bit of pressure on yourself?
I'm nervous for the exams, but overall, not that much.
Yeah, don't be stressed. Don't be stressed about the exams, all right? I tell my girls the same thing. I mean, I know school's got a lot of pressure on you, but at the end of the day, you know, you want to try. As long as you're trying your hardest, you're all right. You know what I mean?
True.
Well, what up, everyone in Sunmark as well? Is it Cillian?
Killian.
Sorry, Killian. How are you doing? You go to what school?
Desk.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
11. All right. We've got that. You got that question right. Well done.
Well done.
How's it been? What, first day, second day, third day?
My third day.
Been all right? You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Would you rather be back at home playing Roblox like you were doing on the holidays?
Nah, I'd rather be in school.
Look at you, Killian.
Yes, Killian.
Well done, everyone at desk school. This is great. A lot of calls coming in. We're just opening up the phones, welcoming everyone back. Amna, it's your third day of school. What school do you go to, Amna?
I go to UIS, Uptown International School.
Hey, what up, everyone in Uptown? I'm glad you're back at it. William, your 10th second day of school. What school do you go to?
St. Mary's Church Catholic High School.
There we go. Is that where you got married?
Yep, that's correct.
That's where, actually, I just put a photo of me on Instagram out front of your church there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so St. Mary's, say hello to everyone in St. Mary's for us, William, okay?
Yes.
All right, my man. There it is. Listen, it looks, everyone's back on it. Roads are heavier. We're going to be with you for the whole year. If you need anything from us, you know that we're always here for you.
Exactly.
All right, so hang out on the Chris Fade Show.
Always known.
And Britain's former world champion Damon Hill says he welcomes Formula One's intention to prevent a repeat of Sunday's controversial abandonment of the Belgian Grand Prix. Heavy rain meant only two laps were possible behind the safety car, with Max Verstappen declared the race winner. The sport's governing body will meet the team bosses to discuss any rule changes.
You know what's what I love about the F1 is that the two biggest F1 freaks in the studio is Pretty and Nala. They know everything about the F1. And the reason why is because you guys started watching a Netflix show.
It's a docuseries.
It's a documentary about the F1.
Drive to Survive, is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's an amazing show.
All time.
What's that, Nala?
It's the best show of all time. I recommend everyone to watch it.
So who's going to win the season? Who's going to win the F1 season, do you think?
It's very close between Max and Hamilton now.
Who do you want?
It's anyone's game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who got pole position in the last race?
Max.
Okay.
But it was because of the rain and everything, it wasn't a proper race. It was basically the people who...
23-year-old girl that is into the F1. I love that. That's what the Netflix documentary did. There was an article on it, how that documentary alone
has
brought so many F1 fans who would have not... You would never watch F1 before.
Every single time I go to the concert here at the F1, but I never thought to even watch it. I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh my God, I missed so many opportunities.
So now you'll go to the F1, not just for the shows, you actually want to watch the race.
1,000%.
Huh, that's amazing.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Michaela, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you all are doing well.
No.
Why not? What's up, Chris?
Just the answer that you're not expecting to get back. We're all good. So, what are you a student? I'm trying to hear you.
Yeah, I'm a university student, and I'm currently doing an internship until university starts.
Good on you, girl.
Yeah. What do you do? What type of internship?
Well, it's a social media marketing internship.
Good on you. So, do they give you any money at all?
They have agreed to give me a certain amount after working for like a few weeks.
Okay, well that's all right. That's okay. Yeah,
I never got paid for any of my internships.
Yeah, they did. I
never.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you? What did you intern in?
I worked in an office, and the man gave me some money.
Did he just like from his pocket gave him $50? Here you go, mate.
At the end of the week, I was very happy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, internships are great. I think because you learn. Again, if you're a student and you're just leaving school or in your last year, my advice is get the experience. Like, you're learning a lot. Like, you're learning a lot, aren't you, Michaela?
Yeah, so they give us, like, a lot of hands-on experience. And, you can learn with other people in the office who already, like, know the work. And
then hopefully they offer you like a legit job, you know, after you've learned enough and you've done enough, because, you know, then they'll need you more than you'll need them, and you'll have the experience. We've got an internship right now happening here on the Chris Fade Show. It's called the Pop Quiz.
Yes.
And do you want to give it a go? Do you want to be part of it?
Yes, of course.
And I'm sure we'll give you more money than you're getting right now. 10,000 you could get paid on our internship. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it. Okay, Michaela?
Okay, sure.
All right, good luck. You guys are ready for this?
Ready.
Let's go.
I'm nervous, but I feel good here.
Come on.
I'm nervous.
good vibes.
Right. 60 good seconds vibes. On the clock, Michaela. Okay. Your time starts right now. What year will the next FIFA World Cup be held in?
2022.
True or false? Invisible Woman is a Marvel superhero.
False.
Sasha Fierce and Queen Bee are the nicknames of which singer?
Beyonce.
Who is the current Prime Minister of the UK?
Current Prime Minister Quest.
Who starred as Phoebe in the TV series Friends?
Lisa Kudrow.
What state in the USA is Manhattan within?
New York.
What basketball team does Tristan Thompson play for?
Lakers.
What is the capital of England?
London.
What rapper features on Dua Lipa's song Levitating?
Pass.
What frequency is Virgin Radio?
104.4.
True or false? Invisible Woman is a Marvel superhero.
True.
Who is the current Prime Minister of the UK?
I forgot his name. Pass.
The basketball team that Tristan Thompson plays for. No! Time's up. Not bad at all. Our internship paid you 700 dirhams in 2 minutes.
Wow, yay.
Yep.
So much.
You're very welcome. 700 dirhams, all yours. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK.
Yes.
Tristan Thompson playing for the Sacramento Kings. That was a tricky one. What rapper teamed up with Dua Lipa? It was DaBaby.
DaBaby.
Oh, my
God, yes.
There you go.
It made me so nervous that I forgot something.
Well, you know what? You did really well, though. You did really, really well. 700 dirhams.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for hanging out. Say hello to everyone at your internship and at university, okay?
For sure. Okay, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great morning.
No, we're not. Take care. If you don't follow the Chris Fade Show on Instagram, get us there, Chris Fade Show. We just posted this. I like it.
Go on.
How do people get in their cars and just drive off? I mean, I need to plug my phone in, text people back, get them on WhatsApp, put a song on. Like, it's a proper mission. Pretty, you do that.
Yeah, like when I get into the car,
you set up. I seen you.
I settle in. I put the wire in. I got to put my music on.
Yeah. I've seen you do it.
It's an experience, the drive.
It's like Pretty, when you get in with a car with Pretty, it's like she's flying a plane. Like,
yeah.
I just get in, put the seatbelt on, and, you know, I start the car and I drive, and Pretty's like, everything is set out. You got little compartments. You put that there. You get the glasses. You put them on. You put
it's the final checks on. Before you drive off.
She does the mirror checks still. Like, it's cute to see. I mean, if you've got to be somewhere, just leave 10 minutes earlier because you know you'll need 10 minutes in the car.
Am I ever late?
Never late.
See?
Never.
The best driver.
See?
Jason Statham may have been what was that movie called?
Transporter.
The Transporter. Pretty is the Transporter.
I have a system. I feel like if I don't do the check, because that's the moment when I make sure I have everything that I need to leave. But you know what the pressure is on when someone wants your parking spot?
And you got to,
You got to be quick with the process.
That frustrates me so much.
People waiting for you to go out.
Or taking time to get out.
Yeah, like if I see someone that wants my parking spot, I get in and I get out quick.
I agree.
Because I'm like, they're waiting for the spot. The other day when I was at the mall, person saw me coming in for the car, like I'm waiting for them. Mall was so busy on Thursday and Friday over the weekend. And they see that I'm waiting. I swear it was like 7 minutes, and that 7 minutes
feels like an eternity.
An hour.
Yeah.
And Brianna's like next to me going, just chill. I'm like, look, what are they doing? What could they be doing in the car right now?
So what I do if someone's waiting, because you know I like doing the checks, I will drive out of the spot quickly.
Yeah, do the checks.
After, like, I'll just park a little ahead, let them so they can get into the spot, do whatever I need to do, and then
that's amazing.
What?
I never have that problem.
What do you mean?
About that parking issue that you have.
Why, mate?
Because I just visualize a parking space before I go there.
Oh, my goodness.
Secret. Is that the secret, really, Rossi?
It's always
Is
empty.
Is that the secret?
Always empty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just gave him a little honk. Just got to give him a little one. Just a little honk. Mate.
That's from his nose.
The other thing that frustrates me, just off topic here, and please don't do what my fiance does.
What?
She puts her seatbelt on 30 seconds after she starts driving.
Oh, no.
Every time we're in the car, it's got the alarm, like the dee, 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 because the person hasn't got the seatbelt on.
What was that alarm again?
Dee, 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 dee. So I'm always like, when you were a kid, weren't you taught, like, as soon as you get in the car, just put the seatbelt on? And she's like, no, I mean, we were, but I just don't do it. So every time we get in the car, 30 seconds into the drive, she'll then put the seatbelt on.
That's interesting.
And I said, you know that most accidents happen?
Sure,
With around the house, right?
Yeah, like when you're pulling out or whatever it is.
What are you driving in the house for?
This is such a strange conversation.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Rossi. You brought it down. 7:18. I don't think it ever went up, though, so don't feel bad.
Okay.
Celebrity news now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What up, Pretty Malik?
So, one of my favorite shows on Netflix has to be You. Have you seen this?
Have I got a show on there?
Not yet.
It's called You.
Me?
No. And it's a psychological thriller about basically the serial killer. And it's this it's a crazy show.
Hi, kids on the way to school. Honey, Pretty's favorite show is about a serial killer.
It is
just
one
of... Just doesn't like breakfast cereal. Go on, Pretty.
Can I finish this story?
No, not at all.
Okay. So it's one of the most highly rated shows on Netflix.
Okay.
Season 2 finished in 2019. Ever since then, people have been wondering, when are we going to get season 3? Netflix finally dropped the trailer. Here it is.
Let's have a look.
Well, that's not
this
it.
This summer, You returns. Serial killer, 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 killer.
What cereal will be poured? What milk will they use? It's all on the new series.
I like that. All right, Soldier Boy, just relax.
We're just going to skip it all. October 15th is where you can find it. I will throw the trailer up on Chris Fade's show, so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
No!
A boy. Let me play a little bit. Excited, and I would be lying if I said the thought of a mini-me was purely exciting and not without challenges. Let's just say, I'm hoping you'll do as I say, not as I do. But for you, I can change.
I feel like my one was better. I'd rather watch my show.
Man, you will be proud to call Dad. Choosing your name is the first of a lifetime of decisions I'll make to give you the best life possible, to protect you, to shape who you will become. Who are you going to be, Henry?
My promo. You'd rather watch my show, right? I even had better sound effects like this.
It's my fault.
How good is that sound effect that I found?
I thought it sounds good, pretty actually. A little bit like Dexter, maybe, is it?
So, if Gossip Girl and Dexter were to come together,
yeah,
that would be the show that I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it,
I can't wait.
I can't.
What's coming up next, pretty?
Kim Kardashian. She put up a
I found all new sound effects.
Stop talking.
Shut up, dude.
Okay, sorry, guys.
What are you doing?
They gave me all new sound effects.
Just close your mouth.
They've told me I must use them if we want to keep them, so go ahead.
I won't tell you about Jake Paul if I don't get through this Kim Kardashian story.
I want to know. Really, please, please.
Kardashian put up a bunch of stories on Instagram showing that she's listening to different tracks off Kanye's Donda album.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And everyone's like, oh, look at her being supportive. Except fans realized she was listening to the whole album on mute. You know, you can see the volume. She was had it all on mute. And then she also realized that people were pointing it out. So she deleted it and reposted it with the volume up.
That's it's caught out. Instagram never hides anything, does it?
Instagram never lies. And finally, it looks like Jake Paul is retiring from boxing.
Why?
So he announced it on Twitter. He just said that he's now a retired boxer. The statement comes after he beat UFC great Tyrone Woodley via a split decision victory. Now, they apparently agreed to a rematch in the ring, but it looks like he's now retired.
You know, Tyrone Woodley is supposed to get a tattoo now of like, I love Jake Paul or something.
Why
on
was
him.
That a thing?
Yeah, and if he was to do that, if he gets that tattoo, Tyrone Woodley, Jake Paul said, I'll give you the rematch. And Tyrone said, I'll get the tattoo just to have a rematch with you.
But now he said that Jake Paul says that he's retiring. But a lot of people say that Jake likes to follow in Conor McGregor's footsteps.
I'm going
to
retire, then, come back, then retire.
Depending on the
there
money.
There it is. Thank you, pretty much.
Are you ready for this, Chris?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it. I'm going to guess the car you're driving by the sound of the horn. How do I do this? A lot of people ask me. I say, even till today, I haven't done this in years. We used to do this on the show a while ago and brought it back today. I'm ready mentally, I think, to do this. I grew up, my father was the manager of a car yard, of a dealership.
Mm. Yeah.
And earlier on when I was a kid, I used to go and just hang out with dad at work, which meant I was around a lot of cars.
So you kind of got used to hearing the sounds of the car honks and being like, oh, that's this car. That's that car.
Yeah, pretty much. I used to sit in all the cars, and as a kid, you'd press the horn. That's what you love to do in the horn. And so over the years of doing it, I was able to sort of like identify the car horn and what car it belonged to. A lot of you guys don't know that actual cars use different types of like
tones,
levels, how the car sound horn, how the horn sounds. So I've got this ability which...
This is incredible.
I don't want to say I'm gifted, but guys,
it's a good talent to have that, mate. Fair play.
So it's getting harder because there are new cars coming into the market right now. And
are you up to date?
No, I see. That's the thing. I'm not so up to date, but I am learning some of the newer cars, you see.
What about the electric cars? Is that a difference? Does that make a difference?
Again, I've started to understand what the electric... they're using the same capabilities of a normal horn.
Right, right.
But the output voltage is different. If you don't know, your horn is actually electric, like as in it's connected to power for it to do it. There's a different voltage that goes... Anyway, that's stuff that you don't need to know.
How else will it work? Well,
like, well, the older horns, some of the older horns are just air, so you'd press it and it... What are you doing? Please welcome to the show, Ed. Ed, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Chris?
Doing all right, mate. Do we know each other? Have we seen each other? Have we met each other before?
No, completely no.
Okay, never. Mate. Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, beautiful Zimbabwe.
Do you like it?
Yes.
All right. So what I'm going to need from you right now is I'm going to guess the car you were driving, the car that you are in right now by the sound of your horn. Now, what I will require here, Ed, is I will need at least 3 seconds of just the pure horn in one hit. So I need a one. I don't need it in increments. If you could just give me the hit. Please go
Should
ahead.
Should I put my phone on the speaker?
No, I can hear. I'll be able to hear it fine. So go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yep, give me the horn. Thank you.
Okay, now I'll go ahead.
What happened?
No, that's not enough for me. I need you to hold it down for 3 seconds. And yeah, I don't know why your horn sounds so far away. Maybe put the window down. Put the window down, maybe.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Now I'll go ahead again.
Go ahead. Please hold it for 3 seconds. Go ahead. Brother,
It's there in the background. I think it's the phone quality, maybe.
I don't know. Put the phone on loudspeaker. I can't guess this one if I don't hear it well enough. Sorry, guys. Let me try again there, please.
Okay.
Are you near your vehicle?
Ed, are you in your car?
Yes.
So where's your horn, bro?
You cannot hear it?
Not at all.
Really?
Yep.
I even put on loudspeaker.
Try again,
and
please.
And I open the window.
Try again.
All right.
Gosh, it's hard. I mean, I can hear it, but...
You can hear the start of it, maybe. Just the beginning, but...
Yeah, I don't know why it's not coming through.
You can't hear it?
No, bro. Like, it sounds horrible. Like, I need a little bit more. Can you not? Where is your horn? Is your horn located at your house? That's what it sounds like when you press it. Give me one more.
Okay, let me open the window.
Yeah, we said that. Like 3 minutes ago. All right, go ahead again. Okay, it's so difficult.
Is that enough, Chris?
Yeah, not really, but let me try here. I can hear the beginning. I've heard it a few times.
Did you get that?
Yeah, a little bit. Is it a Nissan Sunny?
No way.
Is it?
How?
Is your car a Nissan Sunny?
Yeah, it is.
What?
How did you get that?
Yeah, that was...
Explain how you got that.
Because that was so faint. The sound of that honk was so faint.
Karen, hi. Could you, before we even begin the conversation, could you just beep the horn for me?
Yeah, sure. Give me a second. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. Okay, I can hear that. Let's get into you then.
Yeah.
I need it one more time. I just need a good 3 seconds on that horn. Go ahead.
All right, they're not going to call the cops, right? Because there are cars in front of me. And I'm at the signal, by the way. 1 second.
Okay. You've got an earlier model car. I want to say it's around between the year 2000, 2004. Would I be right just by saying that? Between 2000, 2004?
Oh, no, this is a brand new car. 2021.
Sorry,
2021.
This is 2021 car. It's a brand new car.
Okay, hold on. Give it one more hit for me.
One more hit? Should I put the window down?
Yeah, just a little one. I don't need it as long, but just give me one more hit.
Okay.
All right. I think it's a Toyota, though.
Yes.
Okay, Toyota have used the same sounding horn that you may have not been aware about since the year 1999.
Right.
And the current year. So I'm going to move the year to a 2021, as you said, but I'm going to say it's a Toyota. Is it a Fortuner? A Fortuner.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yeah.
How did you do it?
What?
They come from the Pan-Asian market, the Fortuners, and they were shipped around this region, and they do have a distinct sound. It's a little bit higher, the Fortuners, than the other Toyotas. Can I just ask something? Is it a black Fortuner that you have?
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Thank you
that
so much.
That was a very good guess. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. Take care.
How? I don't get it. I still cannot work it out after all these years.
Wait, how did you get the color, though, from that?
Sarah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We've been doing the, you know, trying to guess these, but unfortunately some of the horns haven't been clear and, you know, I haven't been right on it. But I want to try one last one here. Can I guess the car you're driving by the sound of your horn? Are you ready?
Yes.
Hit me with a good sound. I need to hear that horn, though. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for giving me a good sound. This is,
of course,
this is fairly easy for me, and the reason why is because over the last few years I've started to learn more horns. I've been away from the car yard for so many years. I started to repractice it. This is 100%. I would put money on it that it is a Tesla Model 3.
What?
It is a new model Tesla. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Well done.
No way.
Well done.
Teslas have. Again, Tesla himself, Musk, has made a brand new sounding Tesla sound like a regular horn. Can I just hear it one more time, Sarah?
Sure.
There it is.
You can tell that's a good quality horn.
That is a Tesla right there. Sarah is a Tesla. I'm 100% still, it seems. I can guess the car you're driving by the sound of your horn. Put me to the test again next week, the week after. I can't do it too often. Mentally, it does take a little bit out of me, but...
If you want in, just text in horn to 4008.
We do have hundreds of horns coming in, but let's see how we continue to do this. Have a great morning.
That's all right. You too. Take care.
Mace Vault in the studio!
Hey!
Yes.
There it is. So let me run through some numbers here. 1.1 million fans roughly in so many different areas. You got more than 30 million likes just on TikTok alone, I think.
That's a little low.
Is that low?
When did you do your research?
Rossi,
50 years ago?
Rossi does all the research on the show.
Sorry. Yo, come on. Give me my respect.
I Googled it and that's what came up. I'm sorry.
Blame him. Can we get the audio of Rossi asking the tower the question about his... Just because I want to run through something here. So, Ross, where did you get the info from? Because this is something that we run up with Rossi all the time. He gets the info.
So I got it from Google.
Why wouldn't you just go to our TikTok page?
Because...
Thank you.
Sorry, May. I'm not very good on social media. I apologize.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I'm sorry.
So, like, just recently we had... do you know the tower from Game of Thrones? The big guy. He's the biggest man in the world.
The mountain.
He's the mountain, right? He's known as the mountain. We had him in studio last week and Rossi asked him this question. Have a listen, ready? Have a listen to this. Hold on.
That's unbelievable. Is it true that your brothers are taller than you?
I actually don't have any brothers. Oh. I have two sisters.
He asked him about his brothers that he doesn't even have.
Well, hold on. Am I only 1,000 likes away on your TikTok? That's not that bad.
You said 13.
What? It says here.
He said 30. It's an accent thing, I think.
Oh, my God. You guys need to get it together out here on Virgin Radio. What is happening?
No, he said the right number.
What is happening?
He said it right.
So what? It says on your TikTok here that you got 29.9.
That's a million.
Million
really?
Likes.
I feel like you guys should round up, not round down to half.
No, we're precise.
Okay, I'm not about numbers, guys.
Are you being picky here?
I'm not being picky. Let's move on.
How does it feel? That's a lot of likes. That's a lot of people watching your content. That's a lot of people wanting to know what you're doing now. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much. That's super cool.
Accidentally came across it? Like, was it something that you put up and then it was like, boom, people started following your journey?
I think I started off as, not as an accident, but just things happen naturally, right? So I started like a jewelry company with my mom and we were spending a lot of time together. And the jewelry company never worked out, okay? Okay, hey, sometimes things don't work out. But we would spend a lot of time together and I'd do stories with her and people would walk by laughing or people on the internet would laugh. So then I just started like posting the stories on my own page. I created my page and then it just grew from there. And then Corona hit.
Then
I was like, okay, everybody's at home watching. And I doubled down on content during that time. Like, that was the time where everything got boosted times 1,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because people had really nothing to do. We were all on content watching social media. Yeah. Originally from Egypt, is it?
Yeah, originally
amazing.
From Egypt.
And so mum is like, you know, I'm Lebanese. I've got a traditional Lebanese mum. I feel at home. I feel the related. I think you're very relatable. I think that's one of the biggest things on social media is that you're relating between your mother and yourself. She yeah. wants to see her daughter get married. She wants to see her find a good man.
And I do too. Wait, can you hold on? Hi, everybody listening on the radio. I also want a good man.
You also want
that. I want to get married. Look at him blocking my blessings. I also like to get married. But the thing I think that resonates with a lot of people is my mom's old school. I'm kind of new school. So like we always clash. And then we also like share a lot of like opinions at the same time. So sure. I feel like there's a lot of people out there like that.
If you don't follow, it's Maze Vault. It's M-A-I-S Vault, V-A-U-L-T. That's TikTok, Instagram, and everywhere else. Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying like the journey now?
I love it, honestly. And I'm going to just go back to Corona for a second. Or maybe this is not something I should say, but I remember like people are like, man, Corona, it's so sad. Like I'm blooming. I'm loving it right now.
It was a blessing. Yeah. In disguise, because, like,
every downfall has like upsides, right?
Right.
So I could have been at home moping and saying, oh, I can't be creative. I'm at home nonstop. But I was like, yo, this is like
an opportunity. And what were you before this? You were just doing the jewelry business? Like that was your full-time thing?
No. How much time you got? Okay, so I'm the type that tries everything because I didn't know where I was going to go in life.
Sure.
And I still don't know where I'm going in life that
neither
much.
Neither do I, darn.
Yep. But first off, I was studying pre-med in college. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be doctora May.
Because that's what every Arab, I mean, that's what really any parent wants is a doctor.
Yeah, 100%. Right?
My parents forced me. Mama, if you're listening, you try to force me to be a doctor.
Clearly it worked.
So you went, like you began the process of being
I studied pre-med for 4 years.
4 years?
I mean, or I cheated in school for 4 years. Whatever, it depends on whose perspective it is.
So you're 4 years in. I mean, what, another 6 years to go if you wanted to finish it?
Yeah.
If Chris was to, like, drop dead now, would you be able to bring him back to life, help him?
I just record it and blog it on my next YouTube video.
He died. He died on the radio. Look.
Great content.
A selfie. This is an opportunity.
and that's the problem with the kids these days. Yeah. All they want to do is film everything.
You're making me look crazy.
She's saying the corona was good. She'd film me if I'm dead. Who invited her to the studio?
I don't know who did.
I'm going to tell your mum all about this.
She's probably listening in from across the world, I swear.
So you started med school. You realized that wasn't for you. You obviously dropped out. And then,
no, I didn't drop out. Come, yo.
She said she did 4 years. She got
a
diploma.
I graduated with a degree.
It. Yeah.
No, after 4 years, you graduate with a degree. I'm educated.
She got her bachelor's in. Don't worry. That's right.
We didn't go to college.
Don't listen to these people.
So, hold on. Four years in med school.
No, it's pre-med.
7 years as a doctor.
So what are you studying?
What school did you go to, Chris?
Didn't go to school.
What school did you go to?
Didn't go to college.
Where did you get your education?
In Australia.
Oh, okay.
So where?
She did her undergrad. Down under. She went to college, did 4 years, her bachelor's.
Hold on.
Pre-med. Pre-med means you take courses that will get you ready to get into med school.
Give me some of the courses that you would have done in pre-med. I don't know this.
This interview is just taking a new turn.
Oh, my days.
I love this. I'm all about med stuff. So what have we got? Some of the classes that you take in pre-med?
Science, I guess. Whatever doctor, chemistry, biology.
Oh, okay, so you do those.
Neuroscience.
Okay. Oh, so it is like STEM towards the medical side of things.
So it gets you ready to get into medical school.
Y'all been a mess since 8 a.m.
Yeah, we're up at 4. So this is great. I'm so happy. And now you're here in Dubai.
Yeah.
How cool is that? How did this all happen coming through Dubai? Because I know that you're exploring. You're at Expo 2020 yesterday.
You were
at Wild Water. You've been having some fun.
Every day is a new adventure out here. And it's crazy because I came with like 3 people and we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But every day is literally a new adventure. And it's not even like, okay, out in America, people think like Dubai is super expensive.
Yeah.
They think like you can't afford it. And the rappers like rap ridiculous things about it.
Yeah.
But you come out here and it's normal. And there's things to do that are really cheap, very cheap. And I just want to say to all my American friends, $1 is 3.6 dirhams. So you do the math.
Yes.
So true.
You do the equations.
So true.
I'm living good out here, mama.
She's loving it. She may not come home.
I think there's like a Dubai bug because you come out here, you experience like so much fun and so much life, and the people are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you extend, which I extended one time already, okay?
Oh.
And now my flight is on Thursday.
Mm.
And now I'm itching. Everybody's like, oh,
but it's the weekend.
I know.
Now it's the best time. But whatever you do, don't take a Chanel bag home to your mum because she'll kill you. She will, honestly.
She wants to know the price and the quality and where I got it from.
Exactly.
You know, we all came here for a couple of years. Rossi from the UK, Pretty from the States, me from Australia. We came here for 2 years.
Yeah.
13 years, 12 years. How long you been here for?
Since 2008.
Yeah, same 2008. Yeah,
so you did the maths.
So it's 13 years. Dubai has that bug. Yeah, it does. You come and you think, oh, come hang out. Then you fall in love with it a little bit. Oh, I'll go for a little bit longer. The next thing you know, you're living here. Then you find a prince to look after.
Oh, wait, hold on. You look after
your prince. You have kids. Next thing you know, you're flying mum over here. They've given you the golden visa. And you're like,
I know.
So, listen, you're going to hang out with us. Are you going to hang out a little bit longer with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, she's brought gifts as well, which is great. Maze Vault's on the gram, on the TikTok. Last day of August, we've got Maze Vault. May Vault is hanging out with us, or Maze Vault on Instagram, TikTok. What's the, the vault, is that because, where's that come from?
Can I clarify my name? Because everybody's confused. Everybody calls me Mace.
No, but it's May, right?
It's May.
Yeah. But I think because your Instagram handle, like...
Maze Vault. Okay, so when I did the jewelry company, it was called Terry's Vault, because after Queen Nefertari, Egyptian queen.
Yeah.
So when I created my vault, it was Maze Vault.
Got it.
Now everyone's going, hi, Maze.
Yeah, everybody's going Mace. And I'm like, my name is May. It's really awkward, but I'm mastering how to do it. I'm like, May? May?
did you say May?
But I love Mace the rapper. He's awesome as well.
Yeah.
All right, listen, hanging out with us. We've got a few questions from social media that we're going to ask you. People have got in contact with us.
Nice.
But at the same time... You proudly say that you are looking to the word Jawas, right, to marry, isn't it?
Hell yes.
Yeah, okay, so she's ready. She's ready. So we're gonna do something on the radio next. First time, like, you popped up on my Explore page probably 3 months ago, and I was like, what's this? And I started looking. I was like, this girl's funny. I like her. And then it came again, and then I looked again, and then I hit the follow, and I thought, I want to see more of this content. And I think it's just good. It's fun. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not that.
It says something about your taste that you like to see my mom get angry at me.
100%.
But I appreciate the support.
Well, the ones where you interview people as well are fantastic.
Yeah, really love good. That.
Yeah.
I love like meeting random people and asking them something juicy and seeing, like,
their reaction
are like, yeah.
So where do you see this going, like, in the future?
Well, I do this out in New York because, like, there's no representation of, like, Arab Americans in mainstream media.
Yep.
So that's, like, a huge reason why I do what I do, and I want to take it farther. I want to do mainstream projects, like, bigger projects, bigger productions. Right now it's just me. I edit all my content. I do everything myself. And so I want to take it to the next level for sure.
You know, I don't want to compare here, but, you know, we get a lot of people in the studio. And someone about maybe 6 years ago for the first time came to our studio. Her name was Lily Singh.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
So, but seeing Lily grow from just being on social media and YouTube.
Yeah.
To then seeing her get her own show in the States and do what she was doing and billboards in LA and all that. It's exactly what I feel we need. Yeah, I'm Lebanese by birth, and my parents are both Lebanese. As an Arab, I would love to be able to see that. As you talk about the Indian side of things and the Asian culture,
for sure.
Guys having Lily Singh and
Priyanka Chopra Jonas now, who's in mainstream media, like seeing representation is such a huge, huge important thing for young people, I think, for generations.
And like even back home in Australia, it's only just starting. There are a few of us sprinkled. It's mainly you get on there and it's, you know, the straight blonde hair, blue eye Australian on the news, on this, on that. It's everywhere, right? And you're like, where's our representation? Yeah, so to see that you're doing this, especially for the females, I think is really, really important and really, really cool.
And that's the main thing. Like when I was growing up, and I was on social media, I used to think the only way to get famous or get views is to be an Instagram model. Yeah. Like, that's all you saw on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, like, I love to show people that there's different ways. You don't have to, like, showcase your appearance, your looks.
Fantastic.
And, like, beauty is on the inside, too. Yeah.
I'm a father of two daughters, and I always think that. I keep telling them, like, guys, you don't need to show your body off just to get views, and you don't have to be that type of person. There are other ways, creative ways of doing it, and try to find it. Couple of questions that we put up on our socials yesterday that you're going to be joining us in the studio. A few questions have come through. Nala's got them here to read out. Nala, what questions are we asking May?
Okay,
The first one is from Esther_Delani. She's asking, are you and your mom really like that in real life?
A mess? Yes. For sure. I think sometimes we do skits, so we do act out. Yeah, I don't want everybody to think that's 100% real. Yeah. 100 times. Yeah, we do skits, we're creatives, and then sometimes I do catch her real reactions. Which videos are which, I am not going to tell you guys. Okay? Sure.
I love that. What else we got?
We got Afa_02 is asking, what inspired you to do funny videos and how is Mama Wafa?
Honestly, I've been goofy all my life. I just have a really fun personality, and I love laughing, and I love spreading joy and laughter. So when my mom and I started, it was very natural. We were just being ourselves, and we were just showcasing that. And then I had people saying, "Oh my God, my mom and I are like that too," and yeah. I wish we had other people that showed that too. So I was like, "Okay, hold up, I'm on to something."
Yeah. Bingo, found it. Yeah. Like
bingo.
It.
And then it just honestly evolved naturally. And Mama Wafa is good. I just want to say on the air, I think she misses me a lot. Because I didn't call her in 2 days. Like, I call her every day. But one day I skipped. You know, I was at the water park sliding. And then she's like, May, ya calva. You didn't call me yesterday. I was like, Mom, do you miss me? She's like, no. She's like, I just wanted to know, how are you? And I was like, She has a soft spot for me.
What time is it in New York right now?
Very late.
Is that we can't call her and prank her, no?
I mean, it's like, what, it's 9, so it's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, it'd be too much. One last question, Nala, who we got?
We've got _Al_Hilwani is asking, there are many Massimos in Dubai. Did you find one?
Where?
Now, hold on. Rossi just asked this question off the radio. What is the Arabic word that you were saying? Massimo? Massimo? Yes. What's the Arabic word?
Yeah, does it mean boyfriend in Arabic?
That's what he asked. Massimo.
I said boyfriend. That's not even my vocabulary. What's boyfriend? I don't do that.
Husband.
Yeah. Mama Wafa, I don't know what this man is saying about me.
So are there potentials here, do you think, in this country?
I haven't seen much of the selection out here, and I want to know where they're at.
Okay.
Because everybody's talking all of this smack. Okay. And I want to know where.
Okay.
Tell me what's a hot spot.
All right, there you go. May is with us. May's Vault on TikTok and Instagram. She's going to hang out with us next because we are going to try to maybe help her find someone here.
What?
Yeah, let's see. Let's do it to the test. You got social media? Drop May's Vault a follow. She surely needs it with close to 1 million already.
No, stop.
1.1, actually. Get it right.
And it's growing, growing, growing. May's, you've done a great job. I love it. You've only really been doing this social media thing for what? How long now? It hasn't been too long to see this growth.
It's almost been 2 years.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Like, that's truly fantastic. Rossi's been going for 11. How many followers have you got?
I'm up to 342 at the moment.
He's doing well, you know.
But they're quality people, right?
That's really
okay, real. That's all that matters.
Good interaction, mate. That's what it is.
Actually, exactly. He bought some of them as well. I think there's only about 50 that are legit, you
like,
see.
I bought a load, right?
Damn.
And then they all left me.
I hope you can get a refund on that.
I don't think you can.
Thanks for hanging out. You're in Dubai. She is... Hey, guys, I'm telling you right now. How old... Can I ask your age? Am I allowed?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm 27.
27 years old.
This is a good age.
Fantastic
right
family. Mm. She's got the passport, the American passport.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm being sold off. What right. is happening?
She says that she's looking for a guy. I'm just saying... UAE men, we're fantastic. We have a lot going for us.
Are you putting yourself in that category?
Yeah. Tell us what you got going on for us. That's a good statement.
We have stable jobs because we're here on
How much money do you make?
Listen, lots of money, tax free. Yeah.
Is Mama
it shouldn't be about the money.
Yeah, anyways.
I'll see straight away.
Stop talking nonsense right now and get to business.
Okay, get to business.
Mama won't be happy. She needs money. She needs good money, you know?
Yeah. What else, Ross?
What's your list? What are you looking for in a life partner? What are some of the qualities? Because we'll put this out here. I'm already getting Instagram messages here. What are you looking for? Let's note them
go
down.
Go through the list.
Well, she's got a list on her phone here. Look.
Oh, she's got it out already. Hold on.
I don't ask for much.
It's a PDF as well.
Go ahead. Just a little bit of Bitcoin.
A bit of Bitcoin
or a lot. Okay. It doesn't. In between, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I kind of feel like I need to be a guy who does what I'm doing, so he understands the lifestyle.
Social media.
Possible social media. Doesn't mind being on social media, yep.
Yeah, or it lets me do my thing.
Yeah. Sure.
Back up.
Yeah, that's right.
Go, May.
Tall.
Yeah. Why does tall always get in there?
He's got a complex, mate.
Tall is always in there.
A full head of hair.
Oh. Rossi had a hair transplant, just letting you know.
Rossi, I'm sorry, you're not my type.
It's okay, I'm married anyway.
Hair, you want hair tall, wouldn't mind social media, some guy with a lot of money, Bitcoin. I saw that you just got a G-Wagon handed over to you last night. A car like that, you'd like a car to cruise around in?
I switched it out because it wasn't good enough for a Rolls Royce. I went and I complained.
Okay.
Are you a Karen?
Okay.
I think you should stand up for your rights sometimes, is what I'm saying.
That's right, girl. You get it.
Yes.
Well, men.
Oh, dear. We're going to help you right now.
So, we're going to teach you some pickup lines to use.
For May.
These are going to work, May.
Okay, let's see.
Now, remember, Rossi and I both just were taken. We're sorry. Okay.
No problem with me.
All right.
We're just practicing.
I know that's a problem. I know it is. It's a huge one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Are we ready?
Okay, Chris, go first.
Go first, Ross.
What the hell?
May looks so uncomfortable.
What is happening right now? I just don't know where this show is going.
So, May, you just let them know if you like it or not, okay? If it's a good pickup line or not.
Okay.
You have gone around on your social media around New York getting people to give you the best pickup line.
All right.
Rossi and I in our heyday.
Okay.
When we were younger.
Oh, God.
You don't understand.
Oh, no, one of those.
Do you know Matt Damon and Ben Affleck? We taught them, and they're older than us.
I was a big player, yo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Cut the mic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Go. Come on, Rossi.
Go ahead. I want to hear what you got.
Hi. How's it going? Sorry, this mic's not on.
Hello.
So smooth, Rossi.
Sorry. Hi, May.
Hurry up, I don't got time. I don't got all day.
Can you feel this t-shirt?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that is?
Is it boyfriend material?
Massimo material.
Yeah, that's a no. I'm going to write that down. That is a no.
She didn't like it.
Thank God you got married, man, because it would have been tough for you.
Yeah, we actually say that a lot. We don't know how he found someone.
I am punching, let me tell you.
I mean, miracles do happen, guys.
Well, at least I'm rich. I'm very rich.
Oh, okay.
He's not. He's got no money.
What?
He's renting his car.
Yeah, the material is giving me irritation where I just touched the t-shirt. Next thing I know, my hand is turning blue.
Sorry.
What kind of material?
I wash it once every 2 weeks.
Nice.
Is this still the pickup line? Is this still it?
Okay, so that's a no. Alright, that's a no, okay.
You know,
let's see what Chris got.
Here we go.
May, if I was a cat, I'd spend all my 9 lives on you.
Help me.
It was meant to say with you, but I said on you. That was weird.
May, I'm sorry if you feel a little uncomfortable.
Oh God.
Well, that was good. If a guy said any of these, are they bad? Because this is what we used to use in 1994. This was the game.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
He said if I was a cat.
No, if I was a cat, I'd spend all my
You wouldn't last one life with that line, Habibi. You wouldn't last one life with that nonsense.
No. If you were a chicken, then.
Would you. No, don't
you
go
would
there.
Be,
no, don't
say. You would be impeccable.
Hey, I like that one.
Thank you.
See,
that's
funky.
Me, mate.
But he googled it too.
Yeah, I did. At least I got that one right when I googled.
I ripped up all my lines.
Oh my God, you guys are a mess.
This is not the way that I wanted to present ourselves to May.
I'm sorry, May.
I would never
play hide and seek with you because someone like you is impossible to find.
Oh, that's good.
You know, that is a fact. And I do like when people speak the truth.
So that one I like.
Check.
If you were a Transformer, you would be Optimus Fine.
No, my God.
Do you like raisins?
Why are you reading off of papers? This should come from the heart.
No.
How do you feel about a date?
It's the delivery, Ross. I told you to be more confident with your delivery.
You've still got it, don't you, mate?
Oh, mate, we've got it. High five, bro.
Oh, no.
Sanitize after. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
The line bleeding, the blind leading the blind.
Listen, Mace, we've had a joyful time. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. I don't think this will be the last time that you'll be here. I think you'll be coming back to our gorgeous city.
We're going to offer you a job.
We'll talk.
Yeah, well, you get on the radio. Yeah.
And bring Mama next time.
I will, I promise.
You brought some lovely shirts for us as well. Is this what you're wearing right now? I love this.
Is this your own one?
Yeah, I have merch. I love my merch. I wanted to bring you guys some.
Oh, this is really cool.
That's awesome.
I'm definitely going to wear this. This is my size and all.
Have you got a triple XL?
Yeah, no, this is really cool. I really love this. You're always welcome here to the studio. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep spreading the love, positivity, because that's what you do. If you don't follow, please follow Mace. It's M-A-I-S, Vault. You're an absolute superstar. Yay!
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having me.
I looked at the news yesterday, which was fantastic. PCR test's going to be 50 dirhams. They're going to make it sure that everyone's charging 50 dirhams for a PCR test.
It's great.
Unbelievable. Fantastic. This country, as usual, they just know what's up. When I was in the States, you know how much a PCR test costs if you just went to a clinic to go get it done?
Oh, yeah, I know.
650 dirhams. Yeah. 650 dirhams for a standard PCR test if you wanted the results in 24 hours.
I spent 2,000 dirhams on PCR tests when I went back to the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, so expensive.
Exactly. And you do not get the results in 24 hours, by the way. Like, it takes forever.
Yeah, it's 50 dirhams. It's what, $8 or what is that, $11?
It's good.
It's unbelievable.
Just over, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, listen, I didn't want to talk, we haven't been talking too much about the pandemic and corona and all that, you know, and we're doing such a great job here. Cases today, pretty?
993, right? Yeah.
Still one death overnight. Active cases across the country, 11,732. I guess we'll watch it now with schools going back to see if they, for some reason, go up. Mm. It'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that there's something happened to one of your friends.
Yeah, man, like this is just a sad story. My friend of mine who lives in Vegas, and he actually messaged me last night again. Him and I were just chatting last week. Something came up and I inboxed him. And I said, man, I hope everything's well. I hope everything's doing all right. And he says, actually, man, it's not great. My family just got hit with COVID. And I said, man, I'm so sorry to hear it. He goes, yeah, my mum, my grandma, and my grandpa all just got COVID this week. I reply, brother, I'm sorry. Were they vaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, they all had some type of underlying condition. They didn't get vaccinated. Especially my mum, any side effects from the vaccine could possibly kill her. This is the transcript that I'm reading.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, I'm praying for her. I'm praying for your family. God willing, things will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
He says, thank you, brother. This was on August 21st. This was 10 days ago. On his Instagram in the last 4 days.
Don't.
4 days ago, he says, I'm so sad. I just lost my grandmother to COVID.
Mm.
God bless her. I don't know what I'll do without her. 2 days ago,
no.
He put up on his Instagram, I just lost my grandfather. He lost his battle with COVID. And then last night,
no.
I never thought I'd have to say this, but I just lost my mother to COVID.
No.
He lost his grandma, his grandfather, and his mother to COVID in 3 days consecutively.
I can't even imagine what he is feeling.
It is so, oh man.
I can't even imagine.
He wrote last night, and he sent me a message personally last night as well, because he was asking for some assistance in something. He said, I never thought I'd have to plan one funeral, let alone three. I lost my grandpa on Tuesday, my grandma on Thursday, my queen on Friday. The amount of pain that my heart holds right now is unreal. I don't wish this on anyone. I didn't even have the time to grieve over one death before it hit another. My grandparents were old school and hard to love sometimes, but you know what? They were the type of people that judge harshly every tattoo that I got. But for those 63 years that they were married, they showed me what love really means. I'm going to miss them so much. And then he says, my mum passing hurts the most. I don't think there's a single person who has ever met my mother that didn't leave the convo knowing how much she meant to me. There's not enough words for this.
Never did she judge me once for my stupid dreams. One time I was really trying to be a rapper and she even told me to go with it, even though she knew that she wanted me to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm. It's just a...
You know,
for me, it's just another reality check, you know? Like,
this still is, there. This yeah. is, unfortunately, this is what we mean when we say COVID is real. There are plenty of people in this world, I think, that still say COVID's not a big deal. It's fine. Why are we doing all this? Why do we need to get vaccinated? Why do we need, right? There's so many people around the world. And then this is why. Yeah. COVID is very real. And for your friend who's lost three family members, that's wiping out a family.
Yeah, man.
In 3 days, it's incredibly real.
You know, the thing with me, and I didn't want to get into the conversation with him, his family couldn't take the vaccine because of underlying health conditions. But these underlying health conditions are the conditions that made them lose their lives.
Yeah.
Because he puts it in the post that his grandmother had dialysis and, you know, and I'm like, well, what do you do here? Like,
rock and a hard place, isn't it? Like, do you take the vaccine and just hope for the best?
But it's like, statistically, I'm again, it's all about science. It's sort of like, you've got to, and again, I'm not a doctor and I'm not trying to push anything here, but if this was my family.
Yeah.
You've got a higher chance of losing your life getting COVID than taking the vaccine. So, yeah, there's probably a risk with taking the vaccine, but there's a higher risk of dying if you got COVID.
I think in that situation, though, a doctor would have advised them
not to,
it.
You think? Yeah, because, I'm hoping.
I think, obviously, there are, there's a small percentage of people who can't take certain medications, who can't take certain vaccines. Mm. So I think that's the situation there. But there are so many studies that are coming out. I don't know if you saw this article, Chris, in the States. Rhode Island, which is the smallest state in the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have the most number of vaccinations there, their hospital rate is nearly zero. Their death rate is like nearly zero.
Yeah.
And the studies now, a year on, are kind of showing the more the people are vaccinated, the kind of easier it is to combat
sure
this virus.
Yeah, no, and again, not here to push the vaccine. You know that we're all obviously pro vaccination.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't even have to push it too much in this country. I think we're at close to 80%, which is fantastic. But I've got friends around the world in the States, in Australia, who are still reluctant, who are still thinking that there's a bigger picture, that we want our freedom. And you want your freedom, but this is, you want your freedom, do the right thing.
Yeah.
Because when you don't, when that's taken away from you, you know, there's people around the world that are pleading, that are begging for this vaccine. And they don't have it. But yeah, I just wanted to, didn't want this to be a vaccine rant. I just wanted to make it, for me, it was a reality check. It's sort of just, here we are in the UAE, just living this gorgeous life, you know, under 1,000 cases a day.
Yeah.
But there are still people that are losing their lives. And as my mate, and he's on my stories, lost all three family members in 3 days. I can't fathom. How do you go through it? How do you heal that?
No.
You know? I wish, you know. God bless everyone, and keep looking after yourself. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Back to the road. Let's check those out. Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. That is it for us. Tuesday morning, last day of August, guys. Make it count. Make it count, whatever it is.
Are you going to change something tomorrow? Something starting tomorrow?
No, I like to set little goals every month. So I'll have a few that I want to achieve in September. Had a few that I wanted to achieve in August.
Did you do it?
Nah.
Okay.
Got through it nearly, but you know what? Like, it's just setting the goal.
Yeah.
And even if you don't get there, at least you're working towards it. You know what I mean?
What do you do? Like, write them down.
I mental them usually.
Mental note.
Just put them in my head for things that I want to try to get through in a month. And if I don't get through them, I don't get through them. If I do, I do. One of them is the health kick. Like, I mean, I've done really well this last month, but I didn't drop the quote unquote weight that I wanted.
Right.
But I'm not, you know, that's not hounding me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But last day of August, make it count. Let's have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yellow bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.